From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Ramp in Chapter 1 of the Machine Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The grain sack weighed as much as two apprentices, and the loft door was a full story overhead. Ramp lay across the granary floor, a long, flat plank the color of warm tan and cream, one end resting on the ground and the other tilted up toward the loft. When an apprentice tried to hoist the sack straight up the ladder, they made it two rungs and sagged. "This way," Ramp said gently, and shrugged its long surface into a smoother, gentler slope. "Don't lift me straight up. Walk me up the slope." The apprentice dragged the sack onto Ramp's low end and pushed. The sack slid up the long incline, slow but easy, a soft, steady push instead of a straining heave, and reached the loft at last. It had climbed exactly as high as the ladder would have taken it. It had simply taken the long, patient road to get there. "Climb the long, slow way," Ramp murmured, well satisfied. "Less force, same work."
Ramp had not always trusted the long way. When it was new, it felt small next to the loud machines, the pulleys that flew, the levers that heaved. Nobody, it thought glumly, even called a ramp a machine. An old mountain switchback set it straight one evening. The switchback zigzagged up a cliff, patient and endless. "Watch a cart come up me," it said. Ramp watched. A cart that could never have gone straight up the cliff instead wound up the gentle zigzag, a little at a time, and reached the top without ever straining. And Ramp understood, with the slow, warm certainty. The height had not been cheated. The work had not vanished. It had been spread out, smeared thin over a long distance, so that no single moment of it was too hard. Ramp stopped feeling small after that. The long, slow way, it decided, wasn't the humble way. It was the clever way. So clever, most people used it every day and never noticed they were leaning on a machine at all.
Ramp came to the machine forge quietly, half expecting to be waved off as too simple to bother with. Cog, the old gray gear who ran the workshop, did not wave it off. He rolled a stone barrel to its foot. "Show me," Cog said. Ramp made itself steep first. The barrel needed a hard shove to climb even a little. Then Ramp softened its angle, long and gentle, and the same barrel rolled up with a light, easy push, all the way to the same height, just over a far longer path. "Same barrel, same height," Ramp said. "Steep costs more push over less distance. Gentle costs less push over more. The work never changes, only how you spend it." Cog set a hand on Ramp's low end, the way you'd rest a hand on a good horse. "People forget you're a machine," he said. "That's their mistake, not yours. There's a bench here for the machine that built the pyramids."
On lesson day, Ramp brought out its favorite little red ball for the apprentices. It steepened itself and rolled the ball up the sharp slope. Whiz! The ball shot up fast, but the push it took was enormous. Then Ramp flattened to a gentle grade and rolled the same ball up again. Slowly, slowly it climbed, but the push was featherlight. "Same ball," Ramp said. "Same spot at the top. Different push, different path." A quiet apprentice named Dell had been hanging at the back, and Ramp turned to them. "Watch for me out there. Wheelchair ramps at every door, the spiral in a parking garage, a mountain road switchbacks, a water slide. All of them, me, spreading a hard climb out into a gentle one." Dell's eyes lifted, noticing suddenly, and Ramp felt seen in a way it rarely was.
When the workshop emptied, Ramp lay long and low across the floor in the last of the light. It thought about the grain sack and the switchback and the red ball, and about all the doorways in the world with a gentle slope cut into the curb that nobody ever thanked. It did not mind so much anymore. A soft, steady contentment settled along Ramp's whole flat back. The calm of the quiet worker who knows the truth even when no one says it aloud. The long, slow way was the kind way and the clever way, and most days the easier way too. And every so often, like tonight, someone finally looked up and noticed. That noticing, Ramp thought, was worth every unhurried climb.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ramp. Released under Creative Commons BY-NCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.